Okay, we're in Ayin Amid Beis, and the article is 70b2. We're up to here. We just finished with the.
Are we on tomorrow records, other proclamations? Second column?
Yeah. Okay, Amid of Yehuda, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 lines from the bottom of the page.
In the second column, right?
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara was saying last time about these people from Chashmonaim, you know, so he said you're an Eved, and he wanted to take Rav Yehuda to Dentera, and Rav Yehuda went to Rav Nachman, the whole story, and the bottom line is Rav Yehuda proclaimed they're all slaves, and then the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda said that in Ardoi, there's a bunch of people that are kosher, a bunch of people that are not kosher. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda said, Goivoi, the people known as Goivoi, are really Givainim, which were the nations that came in the days of Yeshua ben Nun and tricked the Jews to convert them and so on. Durnisa, Duroi, Ariel and Nisinoi. The people from Dunasia, which was a Babylonian city, were really from Nisinim. Again, they were actually from the. They weren't actually Jewish people originally. What do you doing?
What's Amud? In
140.
No, in Hebrew.
Ayin Amud Beis. You got it.
Oh, okay.
It's now 16 lines in the bottom of the page. Amud Rav Yosef said, Hai Bei Kubi. This place known as Beis Kubi in Pimpadisa, Kula Mavadi Deru.
Rabbi Yehuda proclaimed them from Nisa. Is that where we're at?
Further down,
a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, Rabbi Yosef said the people from Beis Kubi of Pimpadisa were all descendants of slaves.
Okay.
Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Abameh Savadim. There were 400 slaves. But Amr and other people say Arbat Alofim Avodim, 4,000 slaves. Hoyul LePashcha Ben Imir belonged to Pashcha the son of Imir, and like he brings on the bottom for Rashi, he was a Kohen that lived in the days of Yirmiyahu. So he had either 400 slaves or 4,000 slaves. Vakulam Nitma Bakuna, and all of them married the mixed girls from Kuhuna.
Oh boy.
Which obviously disqualified them completely. And therefore he continues, V'cholka and sheyesh b'yazis panim, whoever, any kohen you see from that area that has chutzpah, ein al mehem is one of them. Okay? Because they're all mamzeidim. And the Gemara has an expression, kiven the chotzev kulahai, shma mino mamzeidim. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, how did Rabbi Shuv ben Prachya know Yoshka was a mamzer? He said, Kivan the chutz of Kulahai, he had so much chutzpah, Shma mino mamzeru.
Yes, was a mamzer?
Let's not get into that, yeah.
What does that have to do with having chutzpah? I mean, a mamzer automatically?
It says, it brings down the distinguishing characteristic of mamzerim is that they have chutzpah.
Now, these people who married into Kehuna, they were goyim?
No.
Supposedly?
No.
So why would they get that?
They were slaves.
Okay.
Slaves. Gaisha slaves.
Gaisha.
Yeah. Abaya Amar, Abaya says no. Kulan Yasin Beshurid bin Nardoi. All these descendants of Pashchur, whatever this guy's name was, would sit in a row in Nardoi. In other words, there was a certain row in the city, that was where they lived. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know who they were, that's where they lived in Nardoi. So the Gemara says, what did he say? Rav Yehuda Meshmul says that because they had a lot of chutzpah, they were mamzeidim. Correct? That's what he said. He says, Upliga Drabaloza, but he argues, Shmuel argues with Drabaloza. Dame Drabaloza says, Imro Isa Kayin Bazus Metzach, if you see a Kayin that has a lot of chutzpah, Al Tahar Racherecha, don't suspect him of not being a kosher Kayin. Because Kayanim, he's going to quote a pasuk, Kayanim have chutzpah. Sinema, because it says, Va'amcha b'miri v'kayan. Your people are like fighting Kayanim. See, the Kohenim have the chutzpah to go fight. Therefore, one second. Shmuel held that because they had chutzpah, they weren't kosher Kohenim. They were mamzerim. And Belazar holds a Kohen with chutzpah is a Kohen. It doesn't necessarily mean he's not a kosher person.
Setira, yeah?
Huh?
Setira?
No, he says he argues. No, it's Amiroi against Amiroi.
Kohanim, I don't see that many of them to have a chutzpah. I mean, what are they trying to say? I mean,
the Gemara is speaking, this whole parak is about Yuchsin, right?
I understand.
So the Gemara is saying these people are not kosher, these people were Kohanim, that mixed up with slaves, these people. So one person says the proof that they're mamzerim because they have chutzpah. Okay. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, Kohanim have chutzpah without it.
When Gemara talks about things like this, I mean, what are we supposed to do? That we have to actually look at it as though the Kohanim, in general, they are.
In other words, you don't marry into chutzpahdika families. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Kohanim are known to have a short temper.
Yes.
They do?
Yeah. You're not a Kohen, so don't worry. Nobody here is a Kohen so far. The din is that if a Kohen goes to Bezin, not nowadays, in the time of the Gemara, they had what was called Get Musa.
Get what?
A Get. Uh-huh. That was when they, because Kohenim have a bad temper, this is what the Gemara says in Gittin. Kohenim have a bad temper. And if a Kohen divorces his wife, he cannot remarry her. A regular person divorces his wife, he could be Machzer Gerushose. Right? But if a Kohen divorces his wife, she's a Gerusha. A Kohen cannot remarry his wife. So, people, Kohenim would have a big temper. This is what the Gemara says. They have a big temper. They would get angry at their wife, and they would right away come to Bezdin, right away, right away. Okay, because now they're angry. So Bezdin did what's called a stall tactic. Bezdin, normally, when you write a get, the sefer writes the get, and then the witnesses sign at the bottom. You have your 12 lines in the get. That's what the Gemara says. There's 12 lines in the get, and then the witnesses sign at the bottom. So if a Kohen came to Bezdin, so they would write with a certain type of a get, they would write one line, fold it, have witnesses sign, write another line, fold it, have witnesses sign. What do they do it for? The guy should cool down.
By the
end of the get, he changes his mind and he says, okay, I don't want to divorce her. So Kohenim, yeah, Kohenim have tempers, Kohenim have... Okay. I'm at page 140. Probably like 13, 14 lines in the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Abin Bar Ada, Amar Rav. Rav Abin Bar Ada said the name of Rav. Kol Anei Sei Isha Sheina Genesli, who marries a woman that's not fit for him, meaning the lineage. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Master Shechinah Sei, when Hashem rests Shechinah on the people, on the Jewish people, made a Kol HaShvatim. Hashem testifies that the people are holy and Jewish. They may it lay, but they're not going to test. Hashem will not testify for him. What does it mean? Shenamar, it says, Shiftei ka Eidus li Yisrael. Okay? The Pasuk says, we say it in Davening Shabbos, Shiftei ka, the Shvatim of Yutke. In fact, it says in the Chumash, well, we learned this in Bamidbar, when Hashem counts the Eden, he counts Horu uveini. Mm-hmm. It's out with a hey and a yud at the end, so it's yutke. Because the people were saying they became impurified in Egypt, they live with the shiksas and all that.
Sorry. Do you know where the Kabbalah class is?
Two blocks down on the left side of the street.
Thank you. Kabbalah class?
Yeah, they're like, given the...
I think it's in Robertson.
No, no, no.
Tuesday night. Yeah.
Tuesday night over here. So it says, Hashem testifies on the Jews by putting his name, in the Rucho, Hachetz Reini, he puts a head at the beginning of Yud at the end to make a Yudke. So Hashem is testifying that these people are kosher. So he says, if a person marries lineage that's not fit for him, when Hashem testifies in all the tribes, but he doesn't testify on him that he's a kosher Jew. When a Masi Hava Eidus Li Yisroel, when does Hashem testify for the Jews? When will there be a testimony? Bizman Shashvatim Shiftiko. When the Shvatim are tribes of Hashem, meaning the lineage is kosher, That's when Hashem testifies. But if a person marries a woman who doesn't have kosher lineage, then he doesn't.
This is plural. This is for shevet. It doesn't apply for
the... Yeah, but the Gemara is learning that this applies to every individual.
Individual,
right. Okay. And he says, Amar v'chama, Rav Chanina says, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinase, when Hashem rests His Divine Presence, a Mashra al Meshvachais Milchasis B'Yisrael. He only does it on pure families. Shenamer, because it says, Ba'eisahinu Mashem. Edatem Hashem says, Eyal Alikim, I will be a God, L'chol Meshvachais Yisrael, to all the families of Yidin. He doesn't say, so the Gemara says, he doesn't say, L'chol Yisrael. Hashem doesn't say, I'll be a God for the Jews. He says, for the Jewish families. L'chol Mishpachis, Heima Yulilam, they will be for my nation. But, not pure lineage. Amar Rabba Baravuna says, Zumayli Yisrael ben Yisrael Gerim. This is an advantage of being born Jewish to a ger. Why? The ilu b'Yisrael k'siv, by Yidin it says, v'yisi lohem lalikim, Hashem says, I will be for them a God, v'heim yili lo'am, and they will be a nation for me. But by Gainim it says, ki mi hu zeh arev es libei, who has pledged his heart, l'geshes elai num Hashem, to come to me, v'yisim li lo'am, so this is what the pasuk says, they will be my nation, and then I will be their God. By a regular Jew, the Torah says, I will be their God, and then they will be my nation. The other way, by Gedim, it says, they will become my nation, then I will be their God. So this is the advantage over, in other words, as Rashi explains, first they need to act as his nation, then Hashem said, I'll be your God. By a Jew, born Jew, Hashem said, I'm your God regardless.
It's to our benefit.
Yeah, that's what he says. There's a mile of a Ben Yisrael again.
No, but it says it's better with regard to if the Yichus is...
That's what he's saying. The Gaim don't have Yichus.
So it's better to get married to them?
No, he's saying it's better not them. That's not practical.
In a way, it's a mile for them because they cut off totally from their status before.
Yeah.
We're going to soon see in the Gemara.
But what is he saying? The Gerim are on probation somehow?
Yeah. Hashem says, in order for me to be their God, they have to first become my nation, meaning live like a Jew, properly.
So when does that stop? When are they considered part of the...
When they live like a Jew.
And then they had the same presumption that every other
correct. Jew... Correct. Correct. And their kids would be full-fledged Jews. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. This is an interesting Gemara. Amr Abchelbe, Koshim Gedim Li Yisrael Kesapachas. Converts are as harmful to Jews as Sapachas. Sapachas is a type of tzaras, a type of leprosy. We'll soon see what it means and then we'll explain it. Shenema, because it says, V'nilva Ger Aleim, the convert shall accompany the Jews. V'nisbechu Al Beis Yaakov. And they will cleave. Simply means it will cleave to the Beis Yaakov, to the Jews. And here it says v'nisvechu, the word sapachas, and by tzoras it says l'seisul of sapachas. So the Gemara is like learning at Gzeir Shava. It says a Jew that will cling to the Jews, but the Torah uses the word v'nisvechu, which is the same thing as root of sapachas. So meaning the Gerim are like sapachas. Now, what does this mean? Okay, so there's a few explanations. Taisus brings down a whole, it goes from one extreme to the next. Very interesting. Rashi learns that because Gerim are not as meticulous as a Jew, so a Jew who hangs around Gerim might be influenced by their behavior.
But in a negative... They're really more flimsy.
One second. The Rambam says this Gemara refers to Gerim that don't convert for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the Rambam learns the Gemara. Because then there are problems, because they don't mean it, and that's what happens. Taisus writes, listen to this, Taisus writes two things. One thing Taisus writes is, because it's impossible. You know, the Torah says you're not allowed to make fun of a ger, you're not allowed to hurt him with words. In addition to hurting anybody, there's an additional negative laugh for a ger. So Torah says, you know why they're a problem for the Jews? Because it's inevitable that a Jew is going to hurt them. In other words, indirectly they're causing the Jew to sin. That's what Torah says. Because you have to treat him with a lot of respect, and people by nature don't, so that they're like causing the Jew to sin. Then Taisus brings down an opinion of Rabbi Avram the Ger. Rabbi Avram, he was a Ger. He says, converts are more meticulous in the observance of mitzvahs than born Jews are. Therefore, it's bad for the Jews because the Gerim look better than we do. He was a Ger, so he said, so he turns the Gemara all around, mamish around. Why are Gerim bad for the Jews? Because they behave better than us, better than the born Jews, so it's not nice for the Jews. Rashi learns, because they're not so careful in Torah mitzvahs, and Jews will become influenced by them. Rambam says, speaking Jews that don't convert for the right purposes, I mean, you know, the goyim that convert for the wrong purposes, so obviously they're not serious about it. And Rambam says, Taisus says because somebody's going to abuse them, or Rabbi Avram the Ger says because they're taka more from than the regular Jews.
Each one learns Gemara differently, but Rambam learns it in halacha way.
Yeah, the Rambam when he speaks in his Surabiyah.
So he says what? One should not be associating with them?
No, he brings the proof, like the Eid of Rav and the Rambam says, like the Eid of Rav and the Midbar. Right? They made the golden calf. When they complain about the meat, the eight of Rav caused all the problems.
But they weren't really converts.
That's why. That's what Rambam's saying. Because they officially they were converted. They went out with the Jews. You know, there was no conversion process until Matan Torah. Right. So they converted, but they did it for the wrong reasons. So you see the problems that they made because of it.
But nowadays,
it's not. One sec, the Rambam over there, Grad, and I think in those exact, I don't know, in that paragraph, in that chapter or not, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sudabia, in those dinim, where he speaks about converts. The Rambam says, Chas Shalom, you know, when you hear, when you learn Tanakh with the movies, you know, mm-hmm. when you learn Tanakh based on the movie.
What movie?
Ten Commandments.
Oh. Shimshin and Delilah. Or Samson and Delilah, yeah?
Yeah.
So you think Samson, Delilah was a shiksa, and Shimshon lived with her, and you know, or Shlomo HaMelech married 1,000 wives, you know, and the Pasuk says they turned his way, heart away from Hashem, right? So the Rambam says, Chas v'sholem, to say that Shimshon, who was a shefet of the Eden for 40 years, is going to marry a shiksa. Chas v'shom to say Shlomo HaMelech, you know, is going to marry a shiksa. So the Rambam explains, in Hilchos Sudabi, in Halacha, the Rambam explains what this is all about. He says like this. In the days of Shlomo HaMelech and other times in history, the Jews were on top of the world. We know, the Pasuk in Melachim says, Ish tachas gafani, Ish tachas teinasi, each person had wealth and peace, and it was unbelievable in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. So a lot of goyim want to convert. For the wrong reasons. Everybody wants to join the leader. Everybody wanted to become a Jew. So the big Bezdin, this is what the Rambam says, the Bezdin of God made a Gzeira, no Gerim. That's it. We're not accepting any Gerim. That was the general rule. No Gerim, period. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, if an individual Bezdin converted somebody, the Gerus was good.
Individual Beit
Din? Yeah, not the big Beit Din. Officially, mm-hmm. the rule was no Gerim. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, a private Beit Din, let's say, a Lachic Beit Din, but you know, they did Gerus, so then the Din was the Gerus was a Ger. The Gerus was a Ger. A proper Gerus. So the Rambam says, Delilah, the Tanakh, she's called Delilah, went through Gerus. All of Shlomo HaMelech's wives went through Gerus. There were no Shiksas. In the Chas v'Shom to say they married shiksas, and it says this that the pasuk says the wives turned his heart away. So the Rambam says they wanted to turn his heart away, but they didn't actually do it. But in those days, but again, it, because people were doing it for the wrong reasons, so the Rambam says, those Gedim that convert for the wrong reasons make problems for the Jews. Like the Eid of Rav made all the problems for the Jews 40 years in the Midbar.
But the convert is okay? Like this way?
Yeah, yeah. If a convert
nowadays
is...
Nowadays we have problems. Like in Persian community, they want to become married with like someone rich or for the... Not for...
That we learned before. You marry for the money.
Yeah, so but it's okay. The convert is good, but it's not the right reason.
Today, it is a Chuvan Ramah. There's a many Batidim will not do it, but the many Batidinim that are more lax from Bezdim, but they're more if for marriage they will do it.
They
will do it, and the reason why they do it is because they're going to live with them anyway, so you might as well do it. But they have to make sure they're sincere and they talk, want to be, you know.
Is that why Chabad Mishulachim that they can have? I mean, they convert.
Who?
I mean,
Chabad Shulachim don't convert.
No. I mean, besides the, let's say, the Beit Din of the town, or
Chabad doesn't do Geiris in California for sure not.
They don't do Geiris Chabad.
The Rebbe, before I moved to LA, there was already a the Rebbe gave Hayirah to California not to do conversions. Thank God.
I've seen Chabad.
Chabad not in LA.
Why not in LA?
No, there isn't.
Why not in LA?
California, the Rabbi didn't want, but especially in California, didn't want. Whatever, I don't know. Okay, anyway, Amar Rabchama Bar Chanina said the last line of the page. Kadosh Baruch Hu Metayer Shvatim. When Hashem is going to purify, when Mashiach comes, it says Hashem is going to purify the nations, the Jews. So he says, Shifter Shalevi Metar Tchila. Here Rashi says it refers to the Kayanim. In Foshim say it refers to the Kayanim are going to convert first. I mean, purify first.
What does that mean?
That means he's going to pick out who's a good Kayanim, who's not a good Kayanim.
Who's a Kohen, who's not a Kohen?
Well, kosher, yeah.
Because no one really knows who's a Kohen.
Hashem is going to know. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'yoshev Mitzarif. He will sit as a person who refines. But Metaya Kesef, and he'll be purifier of silver. It means he's going to purify the Jews. And then it says, V'tir, and then the pasuk continues, V'tir is B'nai Levi. He'll purify the sons of Levi, V'zika Kesef, purge them, Kazavika Kesef, like gold and silver, V'hoyel Hashem Magishim Mincha, and there'll be Hashem bringers of offerings in the righteous and B'tzdakamim, proper Koyanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to purify the Jews, know who's kosher, who's not, because in Golis, you know, a lot of things, meanwhile, the Gemara is going to say different in a minute, so Hashem is going to purify the Kayanim first, because they need to work on the Beis HaMikdash, so it's going to purify them.
So that
he separates them?
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
So he separates them? And how does
Eliyahu Navi is going to say, you're good, you're not good. Even the Gemara says the main function on a daily basis of the big Bezdin of 71. Okay, they didn't deal with court cases. Court cases the other Bati Dinim took. Even capital punishment, the Bezdin of 23 was enough. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Hedrin to give capital punishment. The Gemara said, what did the big Bezdin do all day? Primarily to figure out which Kayanim were kosher, which ones weren't. Lineage issues. Because they understand, like we learned before, people came up from Bavel, you know. Well, even Ezra said, I'm going to straighten out Bavel because I have Yisrael. The big Bezdin is going to straighten them out. That's why Ezra purified, you know, Bavel, he said, and the Gemara is going to talk about it more here. That Ezra, before he left, he said, you know what, remember the Gemara says he purified it. Because he said, now it's Yisrael, the Bezdin will take care of it.
He made everybody divorce their sheikh's wife?
He told them to. Lot listened, a lot didn't. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, this is a very famous Gemara. Kesef mitayer mamzeidim. Wealth purifies mamzeidim.
Money.
Shenemar, money does everything. Shenemar, v'yashiv mitzarif, he shall sit as a refiner, u'mitayer kesef, purifier of silver. Meaning, he will purify the mamzeidim that are mixed together with the Jews because of their wealth. There's people intermarried with them because of their wealth. So Mamzerim became mixed up in the Jewish people. Okay? So this, 1 second. This Gemara, the way it's defined here, okay? It says Mamzerim that have gained acceptance into legitimate Jewish nation because of their wealth will not be isolated when Mashiach comes. Okay? Now, in another interpretation, one second. Who did I just see that says this? Not Tesis. Some people. Why isn't this? Where is this? Some people. Another interpretation of this Gemara is that because wealthy people will be able to buy slaves, a mamzer will marry a slave, which he's allowed to marry, the kid will be a slave, and then he'll be able to free the slave, and then the kid's a kosher kid. Remember we learned there's one way that... There's another interpretation of what it means, kesev mitai mamzerim. That because a person will be able to buy a slave, and the mamzer will marry them, and they'll have a child and they'll feed a child, so then the child becomes a kosher Jew. If you don't have money to buy a slave, you're not going to be able to do it. But the simple thing of the Gemara, Rashi says, because the people mixed in, okay? Rashi says, because the simple interpretation Rashi says is because of their money, they're going to mix in with the Jewish people. And once they're blended already, they're going to stay like that.
So slavery is coming back in times of Mashiach?
No.
I thought they buy with...
What did they buy?
They buy the status of the Jew?
Yeah.
Gain acceptance?
They buy out the rabbis and they say, you know.
No, that's not what I mean.
They gain access into the legitimate congregation of Israel through the use of their wealth.
Yeah, those will be not isolated when Mashiach comes.
So?
Okay, so the Gemara says there's a conclusion of that pasuk that says Magishe Mincha Bitzdaka. The ones that bringers of the offer, meaning through tzedakah, the kainim will be pure. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said tzedakah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that he said, what was the kindness Hashem did with the Yidden? Shem Mishpacha, Shenitma, once a Mishpacha that was not so kosher, got mixed with other kosher families, Hashem said, you know what, I'm going to leave it as is. I'm not going to make problems. Because he says, otherwise Hashem, half the Jewish people are going to be split. Families are going to be split up, kosher families, not kosher families, all that. So he says, he's going to leave it. Then the Gemara says like this.
So the first and second part of Pasuk goes together, or two different things? Kesef Metaher Mamzerim,
and
the
last that?
Part. The same thing, or two different
things? No, there's two different things.
So opposite,
how
opposite.
How
would Rabbi
Yitzchak know that?
1 second. One?
So opposite thing, no?
No, the Pasuk first says Kesef will be Metam Mamzerim. And then it says that Hashem is doing a tzedakah. What's the tzedakah Hashem is doing? That the families that are mixed in, because of their money, will stay mixed together with the Jews.
How do you know that?
You heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm serious.
Okay.
Teresh Shabbat Peh. You know, somebody, give me your Gemara a second.
What's the difference? Is there a difference between the two?
No, 1 second. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Gufo, we learned before, yeah? Amr of Yudam Shmuel, of Yudam Shmuel said, Kol Aratz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. All the lands are like dough. Dough means mixed with a whole bunch of things together. That means all the families are mixed up, you know, compared to Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Bavel. And Eretz Yisrael compared to Bavel is also a mix up. Because Ezra cleaned up Bavel, like he said, like a clean thing. Okay? So the Gemara says, Bimei Rebbe, in the days of Rebbe, Bikshu Lasis Bavel, Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to make Eretz Yisrael so purified with the families that they wanted to make Bavel like dough compared to Eretz Yisrael. Earlier days, Eretz Yisrael was mixed compared to Bavel, which was pure. In the days of Rebbe, somebody wanted to come and say, you know what, let's clean up Eretz Yisrael. Amar lahem, so Rebbe said to them, Keitzim atem asimim li b'neinai. You're putting thorns between my eyes. Why? Rebbe was a descendant of Hillel. Hillel was Hillel Abavli. Hillel came up from Bavel. So if you're going to say that Bavel is not pure, so Rebbe said, you're making problems for me. Because I'm from Hillel Abavli. So he says, you know what? Imre Tzeinchem. If you want to do it, you tapel mecham Rab Chanina Bar Chama. Let Rab Chanina Bar Chama do it. Let him deal with it. Let him try to purify Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says like this. Nitapel imam Rab Chanina Bar Chama. Rab Chanina Bar Chama dealt with the lineage of the families. Amalehem, he said to them, Kach mekubalani Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi. So I have heard from Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, Sha'amah Mishum Ovid, that said in the name of Rabbi Yosi, Kol Aratzis Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. All the nations are like dough compared to the purity of Israel. Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael above all. What happened over here like this? Rabbi basically said, you can't purify Eretz Yisrael more than Bavel. Because it's already said that Bavel is more pure than Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So they wanted to change it. Rebbe said, listen, I'm not getting involved in this. So what happened? Rav Chanina Bar Chama said, I heard from Rav Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi that Bavel is the purest. In other words, when Rebbe said it, they didn't want to believe him. Because Rebbe, of course, is going to say he's pure because he came from Hillel. So when Rebbe said, you can't do it because Bavel is the purest, the people didn't want to listen. They said, oh, he's talking because he's from Bavel. But when they heard it, the name of Rabbi Yosi, so then everybody accepted it and they said, no, Bavel is still the purest. Because whatever.
But why couldn't they change it? So what at a given point in time? So it was at a given point in time, but why couldn't they change it?
No, they wanted to say that Eretz Yisrael is purer than Bavel.
In other words, retrospectively, or at the present.
No, they wanted the families of Eretz Yisrael could be assumed to be pure.
Uh-huh, they're not talking about changing it in some way.
No, and the Gemara is going to, you will soon see it, the Gemara is going to bring down examples of this. Bimei Rapinchas, in the days of Rapinchas, whoever that was, Bikshu Lasis Bavel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to make Bavel impure compared to Eretz Yisrael. Armelem Lavodov. So the Pinchas said to his servants, what the people wanted to do is, they wanted to make everybody in Eretz Yisrael pure. Okay? So Pinchas said to his servants like this, Kshani emesh neidvarim bebeis ha-medrash, I'm going to go teach now in the Beis Medrash. I'm going to say two halachas. Listen to what he told the servants. I'm going to say two halachas. When I finish the second thing in the Beis Medrash, Tuluni Barisa, put me in a stretcher, Verutsu, and run for your life. You know, it was like Rashi, it was either old or sick. He was going to say something that was going to get everybody angry. So he says, I'm going to say two outlandish state learning, two outlandish dinim.
And get me out of here.
And the second I'm done with the second one, put me on the stretcher and run for your life.
I don't understand. He's the only one that knew the halacha, nobody else knew it.
No, he was going to say, he was going to say that Eretz Yisrael is not as pure as Bavel. And they wanted to kill him. But he said another din first, which is also outlandish. So he wanted
to dampen the
politicians do that, by the way. They give out news, so they don't give out. They do other things, other bills. You know, they put the stick it in somewhere.
I don't understand. They wanted to say, listen,
Eretz Yisrael is holy. Eretz Yisrael is purer than Bavel. How can you say Bavel is purer than Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara says like this. When I finished this two things in Beis Medrash, Tuluni Barisa put me in a stretcher and run. Okay? Kiyayo, when the Pinchas came into the Beis Medrash, he said to Dinim, Amalam, Ein Shchita Laif Min HaTeira. There is no requirement in the Teira to shech the bird.
Say what?
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 1 minute.
Let's finish.
When the students were sitting and pondering this first din, he said to them, now he got into the second thing. All lands are like dough, impure compared to Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is the bubble. And Eretz Yisrael is impure compared to bubble. So they right away put him in the stretcher. The students ran after him, but they couldn't catch him. And the Gemara says, what happened? Yashvu Batku. So the Tamidim said, what does it mean it's not as pure as bubble? So the students started checking into the families. Upirshu, and they stopped. Achigila Sakon, until they came to danger, and they stopped. Meaning, when the students started checking out families in Eretz Yisrael, they realized there were many powerful families that were not kosher lineage. And they said, if we keep going, man, there's going to be a war here. These are powerful families. So they realized what Pinchas said was right. Okay? In other words, they wanted to kill him because there were many powerful families. He's coming on. Like he said before, this guy, you're an Eved, you're this. You know, the guys got angry at him. They said, look what he's doing. He's disqualifying the people in Eretz Yisrael. So when the students on their own started checking into it, they saw, you know what? It's pretty bad what's going on. Now,
so all of us, we are in doubt. I mean, the Jews in general, are Yehus is in doubt. I mean, this
yeah, that's when Mashiach is going to come and check it out. But families that are mixed in already, they're mixed. Now it sounds like this: Gemara and Chulin. Okay, learns out from
except
a pasuk.
Except Persians.
The Persians are pure.
Well, that meat, more than Eretz Yisrael.
Rashi says, okay, v'tam dein shchito leif min ha-teira. It says v'shafach es damei v'shvicha ba'alma. It says v'shafach es about a bird. V'shafach es damei just spilled its blood. So Gemara learns out from that pasuk that min ha-teira, not midrabanan. Min ha-teira, you don't have to shech the bird. Just
why,
kill it.
Why? Because you just have to.
Because it says, spill the blood. V'shafach es damei, meaning b'shvicha ba'alma. Just by pouring out the blood, you're allowed to eat it.
So how do we say with regard to behema?
No, but the Torah doesn't say v'shafach es damei.
So what does it say with regard to behema?
It says about shechting it. Because you don't have to do kisi adam on a behema, only on a beast and a bird. So he said that first statement, which was like a shocker, you know, because Lepel Alaloch, I mean, Rashi says, it's a machlaikis in the Gemara over there, if you need shchita or not, okay? Between Tanoim, if you need shchita or not. They did Malika. They didn't do shchita, they were right, in the back of the neck.
But they weren't going to eat it anyway.
So what? But if you have to shecht, you have to shecht.
If a married woman doesn't get a kosher get, and then she marries somebody else, it happens a lot. It has happened a lot.
That's what he says.
So easy for it to happen.
All these things are very easy to happen.
They don't even know about it. Ethiopians.
Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Amir Rabbi Yechanan. Hechala biyadeinihi. I swear by the sanctuary, I swear by the Beis HaMikdash, that it is in our power to purify the people in Eretz Yisrael. Avol ma esa, what should I do? Sharegdeli adad nitmu bo. The greatest of all people were impurified in the yichus. He said, "What should I do? Start impurifying the gedalim, the tzaddikim. I can't do it."
What is the process of purifying?
Huh?
Why didn't they start?
No, so he says. Him? No, so Mar says because Savul of Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mishpacha shenitma. Once the family was mixed, it remains mixed and kosher. He said, why should I start up? In other words, he said, listen, the family is already mixed. We can start questioning the lineage. We're going to see a very... The Gemara is going to say, later on in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan wanted somebody to marry his daughter. The guy said, no, I'm not marrying your daughter, because you're not pure enough for me.
Wow.
Rabbi Yechanan.
But he was from, was it from Eretz Yisrael or was it from Babel?
No, it was from Eretz Yisrael. The other one was from Babel.
But he came from Babel, didn't he, Rabbi Yochanan?
Not Rabbi Yochanan, no. Here, the Gemara says, here, Ziri avakam ishtamit, and the Ayin Al. Ziri was avoiding Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Dava, he says, marry my daughter. He didn't want to marry his daughter because she was from the land of Eretz Yisrael. He was from Bavel. And he felt, Rabbi Yechon is not pure enough for me. I mean, that's how far it went in those days.
Either you are pure or you are not. What's the
yeah, but Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, is not as pure as Bavel. So he says, I'm not doing it.
Because once a lot of Jews left, it just left Israel, land of Israel,
it was all mixed up. Right. Listen, there was a time, even in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? Most of the Jews went into Babel. Who stayed in Eretz Yisrael? Not too many Jews, not scholars. Okay, so everything started mixing up, and then Ezra made a talk, and later generations, there were all these problems.
So Eretz Yisrael, the impurity was.
You know, there's the 10 tribes, yeah. Or other nations in Halacha, not today, in Halacha for the recent few hundred years, they had a problem with a lot of those people.
Rich people.
Today, to use names, I mean, Bnei Yisrael, the Indian Jews, the Bnei Yisrael, the Ethiopian Jews, yeah? In Halacha, it became a very big question about them. Why? Those people left Eretz Yisrael during the second Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Therefore, the whole era of the Talmud, when all the halachas were organized and validated and practiced and taught, they weren't there. So now the question is, did they know the dinim of get in Kedushin? Did they know the dinim of mamzerim? Did they know any of those? They don't know. And that's why it became this whole question on the Ethiopians and the Indian Jews and all those types of Jews.
Indian
and therefore many Paskin, they have to go through Gavis.
Is Indian Jews?
From India.
Bnei Yisrael, from India. Originally.
There's a tribe in it?
Huh?
They call themselves Bnei Manasseh. Some of them call themselves Bnei Manasseh. And in fact, just even last few weeks, thousands of them were brought to Israel.
And they're
from
Krishna. And they're from India?
Yeah, from India.
A big question if they're Jewish. Why? What's the question? Because they weren't where mainstream Judaism was during the Mishnah and Gemara era.
So they didn't have any rabbanim with them?
That question is. They maybe had, but did they formulate the halachas like the Gemara did?
So the tribe Menashe ended up in India?
Not Menashe.
They call themselves Bnei Menashe, whatever that means.
As a 10 tribes and not the 10. There's the whole controversy.
Oh, you have to remember, the 10 tribes had to go somewhere.
But like I said, when the Ramesh of Feinstein Paskin, that the Ethiopian Jews should go through Gedus Lachumra, and they were screaming, we're Jews, and the chutzpah, they were screaming. They're very angry till today.
Right.
They're very angry. What they don't realize is that he actually did them a favor. Because by saying they should go through Gedus, when they go through Gedus, there's no question of Mamzedus. like this, we don't know. Maybe they're mamzerim. Like the Gemara says here, maybe they're mamzerim. We don't know.
Right?
By saying that they should go through Gaidus, he basically said, Paskin, you're not mamzerim, just go through Gaidus.
How can you put a Jewish mamzer through Gaidus? I'm making purified.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. No, but he's Paskin, he's lav dafka Jewish. And therefore they're not mamzerim. So if they go, like a mamzer can marry a shivcha, remember like he said before in the Gemara, Kesem Tam Mamzeim. So he was saying, on the contrary, by doing Gaidus, then you become a full-fledged Jew. There's no question of you anymore with Mamzeidus. So he actually, he was doing them a favor, but they were angry because he said they're not Jewish.
Did the Rebbe say anything about them too or no?
The Rebbe wanted them to go through Gaidus. No. I mean, not subprint, but the Rebbe wanted definitely that they, it was mentioned.
So what did they do at the end?
Some did, some didn't.
And if the guy's a real Jewish mamzer, it becomes a ger, it's not no more.
But then we know he's mixed in already with the rest of the people.
So what does it mean mixed in? What happens when you're mixed in? If you're mixed in, still, it's not bottle b'shishim. But what is mixed in? What
because
does it
once
mean?
They're accepted as Jews, Hashem says, I'm going to leave them as Jews. You think Hashem doesn't know? The fact that they got mixed in with the Jewish people, now you don't know who's whom, so Hashem says, you know
it's
what?
It's not that they are not Jewish. They are just mamzerim within the Jews, but they are Jews.
Possible.
Well, not impossible.
Possible.
All those thousands of Ethiopians, they all think they're Jewish.
Let me ask you a question. In today's world, we're facing a very big problem. Okay? You know how many people convert today? Conservative reform?
Oh, yeah.
Thousands and thousands and thousands. Okay? Yep. There's a lot of conversions going on to conservative reform, which are not halachically acceptable. Okay? These people are marrying a Jewish man. And we're talking about the woman more, because that's the children follow the mother, right? If there's a conversion, and the Jewish man marries this gir shalei kalacha, because they're not Jewish. They're growing up, they're going to Hebrew schools, okay? Many schools take them in, many Jewish schools take them in. First of all, they're full-paying parents. And the father's Jewish, and whatever, they don't want to make a war. So this kid is going through a day school, okay? And the kid's not Jewish. Then they're going to go get married. Everybody thinks they're Jewish. You know what's going on? You have no idea. I know what's going on because the shluchim deal with this daily. Because the shluchim out there, not in the big cities, but the shluchim out there, 60-70% of their congregation is intermarried. And then, you know, bar mitzvahs and taking kids into the school, not taking kids into the school. This is a very big issue today. And there are many rabbis 50 years ago that said, you know what we need to do? We need to write the Sefer Yuchsin. We need to write an identity book. You know, who are the Jews? And these are the families you're allowed to marry into. This is what the Gemara is talking about over here.
What happened to that book?
No, they said we should start writing. It never happened. When are Jews going to agree on anything? No, but it's a very big problem. You know, just this week somebody called me a shlich when they want to take a kid into Hebrew school, yeah? They write. Were there any adoptions? Were there any conversions? They have to write all these things, and the parents officially are supposed to answer them, right? So this parent wrote, no conversions. No conversions. There's no conversions in the family, yeah? The guy's about to take this kid into the school, and then somebody else calls him up. He said, this lady were converted. She converted. She lied on the application form. Okay? So I told the guy he has to confront the parent and said, because if the parent lied, then it's a chutzpah on their part, then they should definitely not take care of him. You don't lie. Your mom is lying. You know, then he has every right not to take the kid in without any complaints of the parents. I told him you have to confront the parent and ask the parent, well, why, you know, what's the story? Why are you lying to me? You just, but if somebody didn't call up this person, You know, it's a very big problem.
If they say the truth, it may not be a kosher conversion either.
That's what I'm saying. No, once they write conversion, they assumption they check into it. But these people are not the Orthodox conversions.
There's not that many Orthodox conversions anyway. There's not that many. Is there? I don't know. I thought it's like maybe
thousands a year.
No, he says
Orthodox. Yeah.
Thousands a year.
Orthodox
in America.
Oh yeah.
Orthodox
one? Yeah.
I think each one takes 2 years.
And that doesn't mean, by the way,
each one
that
takes
doesn't
2 years.
Mean that doesn't mean that the rabbis accept the conversions of the rabbis that are part of their organization that they do.
Other rabbis.
Yeah. I'll give an example. There's the RCA, it's called the Besdin of America today. Okay, they have, let's say, Orthodox rabbis that are part of their umbrella organization. And a lot of these Orthodox rabbis doing gaitis. And when you call the RCA Besdin to ask him, is this gaitis acceptable by you or not? They say, we don't necessarily accept it.
Wow. But the
Orthodox rabbis, okay, they say, we don't take responsibility for the gaitis.
But why are they doing it?
Mula. Dinero. Mucho dinero.
So why would they do it?
So it said it. The Gemara says it because of the...
Kesem Etayim Amzeir.
Where's this organization located?
Huh?
Where's this organization located?
It's in New York. So it's a national organization.
7-7.
It's called the Besdin. No.
So why would they do that? Why would they say that? If they don't think the conversion is good.
No, they're not saying it's no good. They say, we're not taking, we're not saying good or not
but
good.
But they're giving a stamp of approval.
They're not saying, we're saying that. We're not saying it's good. We're not saying that. Somebody asks the Shai, can I rely on that gaitis to do a wedding? We're not saying.
What's the point?
All I'm just saying that this Gemara is extremely relevant today, probably more than it was in the days of Ezra.
But in Los Angeles, there is not that many. Or is there?
Yeah.
That many also.
Yichus is very important. We said David HaMelech. I mean, Mashiach goes all the way to David HaMelech.
But again, Matay Mamzeidim, and if they're already mixed,
there is that. You know, we always they come from the whole Devar Torah we've had that it goes all. You know, the Mashiach goes to.
Yes, it is important.
No, it doesn't go to Yichusim. Not necessarily. So.
Okay. Amir Abaye. Also, Abaye said, "Mishpachos based at Tzrifa Isabei VeYarden. There's a family by the name of Beis Tzfira on the other side of the Yarden. Ve'richa ben Zion b'Israel. And this Ben Zion, who was obviously like one of the Rabbanim there, did not let them marry into the mainstream. There was another family." That everybody knew was tainted, the Kirva Ben Zion Bisrael. And Ben Zion did allow him to marry. So this guy was very powerful. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Kagain, Elo, these types of people, Elio, Bo, Latayer, Latami, or Latayer, Elio, Navi is going to come and pure the pure, them, pure the pure, and impure the impure, Laracha, to push away to draw near. Meaning, Elio, Navi is going to take care of this. He's going to rectify the situation of those people that because of their power, that this Ben Zion guy was not a Rav, he was a powerful man. So he said these families could marry into, and these families he can't, and it wasn't necessarily right, but Elio HaNavi is going to come and purify.
So what happens when Elio HaNavi...
No, but so man, so let's finish this, 1 second. Kugain Elo Diyodin, so families like these, that everybody knows about it, that Elionov is gonna straighten it out. Alva Mishpacha Shinitma Nitma. But once it's mixed already, like for generations, Elionov is not gonna do anything. Tana, it says also in the Braisa, there was another tainted family, besides the one that Ben Zion did. But the Chachamim did not want to reveal the identity of this not kosher family. Avol chachamim meisa eisa lebneim ul tamidehem pamachas b'shavur. But every 7 years, the chachamim would tell their students and their children, this family is not kosher. The Amala, other people say it was Pamayim B'Shavuot, twice in 7 years.
What does it mean? They told
their students, the close ones to them, that this family is not a kosher family, stay away from it.
It's just a reminder?
Right. So Gemara says, so there's an argument if it was once every 7 years or twice every 7 years, right? So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, command Mistabra, it's logical that which one of the two opinions is right? The one that says once in 7 years, not twice. Why? Kedetanya, because it says in the Braisim, Hareini Nozir im le'agale mishpachis. It says, a guy makes a vow. I will be a Nozir if I don't reveal the identities of the not kosher families. Now, the Gemara says to be a Nozir is a sin. That's why he brings a chatos. Okay, the Gemara in Seita and in the Yerushalmi, it says, a Nozir brings a sin offering because he's a sinner. Why are you more frum than the Torah? So he says, even though it's not good to be a Nozir, yeah, but it's better that he becomes a Nozir to tell about this not kosher family. He says, Eyeh Nozir, I'll become a Nozir im lo yagale, if I don't reveal. So it says, what does the Gemara say? Yehei Nozir, it's better for him to become a Nozir and not to publicize the identities of the families.
Well, that's what
the 7 years. Oh, so what do you see from here? That it's not good to reveal the names of blemished families. So the less often you do it, the better it is. So Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, it's more logical that they did it once in 7 years rather than twice in 7 years, because from a Nozir, you see, it's better to become a Nozir and not to reveal the families. So the less you can reveal the families, the better it is.
Seems like we are trying to avoid put a pegum on the Jews, if they are or they are not. We are trying to avoid it. You know, there is a lot of makeup and... Yeah?
The Gemara is trying, going out of its way to be makeup.
Scary.
Huh?
So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to disqualify some people. So what's going to happen to them? Is he going to purify them? Make something?
He's going to accept... He's going to say, as the Mefarshim point out, the impurities themselves will become purified.
What?
They're not going to remove the impurities. The impurities themselves will become kosher.
Chataim will be abolished right from the earth.
Yes. Itamu chataim in
Eretz. Why don't we all go and become Megayer?
Why can't tell everybody to be Megayer?
Yeah. I mean, just...
to be safe.
You just to be safe, I don't know.
And if they don't want to be religious, what do you do?
Who doesn't want to be religious?
These families don't want to be religious. Are you going to be Megayah them?
They're Jewish, but they're not...
No, I'm not saying about... I don't know. Whoever doesn't want to, so they are not. I'm saying... I mean, if I can say...
You can say whatever
we are that are supposedly from. So we go through a Gerut.
Why?
I mean, it's getting me worried.
If a woman goes through Gators and she can't marry a Kohen.
Okay, fine.
So what mean, okay, fine?
Doesn't marry the Kohen.
And they won't be related to the relatives.